Blog Talk Radio.
Again on the Dr. Eve Show. It is October 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If my granddaughter is out there somewhere listening to me, I just want to wish Savaya a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Savaya. Happy birthday to you. We have a special guest in the studio today. I was chatting with one of my colleagues and had the most interesting conversation this morning about atonement. You know, I haven't talked much about or heard much about atonement since the Million Man March. And this kind of struck a nerve with me because I really wanted to know more about the holidays that we're in, why we celebrate it. And my colleague was sharing some very, very awesome information. And so I decided to connect the fight for human rights right here today as they continue, as the young people take the streets in peaceful protest for Show Me 15. How can we add value to their efforts through the teaching of atonement? That's the question of today. How can we add value to their efforts through the teaching of atonement? Welcome to the studio, my guest, Christy Burrell. Thank you, Christy.
Hello. Thank you for having me. This is such an honor. I'm just so grateful to be able to share.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell us about, I'm going to actually give you the stage. I want to know what this holiday is all about, why it's important, and what should we be doing at this time of the year and why?
Oh, wow. This holiday season is an exciting time on God's calendar. This particular time of year is actually the new year. So we are in the Jewish New Year, which is actually God's calendar year of 5777. Now, us in America and pretty much everybody around the world is still on the Gregorian calendar. So we consider this to be in the year of our Lord 2016. However, God's calendar is still valid. It's still in operation since the Old Testament. So a lot of Jews observe, you know, that it's 2016, but they go on with the way God set things in order. So today is actually at sundown. We'll begin Yom Kippur, and it is the Day of Atonement. However, this is an entire season of festivities, things going on that are particularly in honor of God, starting actually from this past August on up until now. So we've been through Rosh Hashanah, which is a time of celebrating the new year. That was marked on Sunday, October 2nd. Then we've got 10 days after Rosh Hashanah, and that goes into Yom Kippur, but that 10 days is called the Days of All. And what we're doing is we are taking time out to become circumspect, and we're beginning to have introspection into our lives where we're looking at ways that we have sinned against God, sinned against others, sinned against ourselves, And we're going to God in repentance for those things, asking forgiveness of people that we have offended, forgiving ourselves. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful time of year. A lot of people during this time receive phone calls from people they haven't heard from, text messages from people they haven't heard from, just offering apologies for our shortcomings. And we all know that we have them. God says that all of us have sinned and fallen short of his glory. So it's just a wonderful time. And you have a lot of people who have taken this seriously. And there's just so many reasons why. And I would like to get into that. So basically, as Christians, we all have been accepted into the family of God. So we have been adopted into his family, okay? So we're not born Jewish. However, we have actually been in what the scripture calls grafted in. So we have actually been adopted into the Jewish family. So we are actually like Jewish in spirit, although we are not Jewish by race. Now, a lot of people don't understand this, but Jews are a race of people. It's not just a religion. So we have actually been grafted in, and Romans 11:17 tells us that. We were branches from a wild olive tree, and we were grafted into the olive tree of God. So we actually are connected to this Jewish lineage. We have the access to blessings the same way that God has promised Abraham's blessings. We have those same opportunities to receive blessings. So this particular time of year is that season where God is pouring out blessings. Of course, God can pour out blessings at any time, okay, because he's not in a box. However, he has his own set time, and this is his set time. He decided that it would be this particular season. So in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27, he says, "Be careful to celebrate the Day of Atonement on the 10th day of that same month, 9 days after the Festival of Trumpets. You must observe it as an official day for a holy assembly, a day to deny yourself and present special gifts to God." He's telling us that if we allow ourselves to take opportunity and allow him in like an appointment, a lot of people call it an appointment with God. So he has this day on his calendar where he has called us, and it's the Day of Atonement, which we call it. It's Yom Kippur biblically. And typically people spend the entire day in prayer, consecration, not allowing themselves to partake of anything worldly, but just drawing their minds in spiritually. There's so many blessings that take place during this time that God has promised us. And he says to us to take this time apart. He tells us to afflict our souls. He tells us to come before him, but we cannot come before him empty-handed. And what that means is that we bring an offering to him. We bring an offering of sacrifice to him. And that sacrifice is pretty much between you and him as for what he may ask of you. It's different for every person. So it's such a sweet and intimate time that you're bringing this offering to the Lord as an act of remembrance of what he has done in your life and thanksgiving for who he is in your life and the things that he will do. So this particular season, he's saying, don't stand before me empty-handed. I want you to bring me something that is a memorial offering, something that is a sacrifice. So some people do the first of something. So they'll do the first day or the first paycheck or the first business project, the payment from those things. They'll honor him with a first. And these particular blessings that he has specifically carved out for everyone to receive, there's seven. And he promises from Joel 2, if you acknowledge him during this time, if you allow yourself to come before him in humility, because he's a holy God, if you allow yourself to come before him in humility and repent, repent for things known, things that you don't know, asking for forgiveness. And we already know that Jesus Christ is our first, he's our final sacrifice. So his blood we apply to our sins and we receive forgiveness. We just ask for that forgiveness. We are covered under the blood of Jesus, and we ask God to cleanse us, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, as First John 1:9, and we receive that. So when we come before God in this time, we're praying, we're worshiping him, we're honoring him and letting him know this is our appointment with you. Just like we have a doctor's appointment, we have an appointment with God, and we're putting that on our calendar, and we're saying, Lord, you're holy, and you have said that this is to be a celebration unto you forever. So that means unto all the generations forever. So he's telling us, if we honor him in this time, he will bless us with double portion, one. Number two, financial abundance. Number three, restoration. Number four, miracles. Number five, God's divine presence. Number six, blessing upon your family. And number seven, deliverance. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but if God is offering these things, I am ready to receive. They are for us all. They are for us all. And the scripture tells us that Christ was the propitiation for our sins. So he actually goes up. He's that sacrifice. Now, back in the day, they would bring, you know, animals to sacrifice, but we have a sacrifice that has already been given for us, and that blood is fresh on that throne at any time for us to access it. That's why he tells us, come boldly to my throne. So this time, I am setting myself aside to honor God and to honor him with an offering, honor him with my repentance, honor him with worship, and then asking him for these blessings that he is so freely willing to give. So it is such a wonderful time for those who are going through situations. It is such a time to go before God and ask him for that restoration in their lives, asking him for deliverance from situations, and financial abundance is amazing. So we already know the earth is going through a lot right now. People are going through a lot right now. We are in perilous times. But we have the opportunity to receive covering. And it's like running into the ark, running into the ark of safety.
Wow. This was an absolutely amazing lesson. I have never heard it put like this. I have been completely been in the dark about some, and I don't like being in the dark, so I'm going to need you to help me just a little bit more.
Yes.
Gregorian. You mentioned Gregorian times. Tell me, what does that mean?
Well, we actually...
Gregorian.
They always talk about it as the Gregorian calendar from Pope Gregory the 13th. So in the 1500s, there's like this talk about, you know, the introduction of the calendar. And a lot of times they talk about it in the year of our Lord because they sometimes reflect back of the birth of Christ. So the birth of Christ until now, they're saying, okay, it's been 2016 years. And so we've kind of had, like, that particular system globally. Everyone is pretty much on this calendar. But the Jews, who are God's chosen people, they've always been on God's calendar, and it operates, you know, by the moon. So God, next year, Yom Kippur is going to be different. It's going to be on a different day. But this particular time, it's October 11th, the evening. And so as in Genesis, he says the evening and the morning were the first day. So God's days begin at 6 o'clock. So when you see, or at sundown particularly, but a lot of times when you hear, I don't know if you've heard about prayer watches and how the watches of the day go, but they'll start like about in the evening about 6. So 6 to 9, you have the first watch. 9 to 12, the second watch. 12 to 3, the third watch. And they say the watch of the saints is from 3 to 6. So from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., the saints of God have this window of time where they can access godly and divine principles. A lot of people say, yes, I get up at 3 or 4 in the morning and I pray. And God, you know, gives them profound revelation because it's a sacrifice. Jesus says he got up. They said that Jesus got up a great while before day to pray. So that means in the nighttime. So the prayer watches that God has set up for us as well have a lot to do with that. And then he calls people to different prayer watches. So the Gregorian calendar actually is what we're going by now. So that doesn't start until January 1st, the new year, but the new year has actually started. So it's year 5777, and the financial markets all reset around this time because God is God over everything, and even though they don't realize, they don't realize sometimes, but they're in tune with God's calendar. So a lot of people began to receive a lot of financial blessings around this time, too.
So you're saying that the stock market, Wall Street, all of that,
all those things reset
to
when
the Jewish calendar, to God's calendar.
Yes. Interestingly enough, I'm not sure how, you know, all of that actually is set up, but I remember some people even mentioning how the interest rates and the different things all reset around this time, and how they don't understand how in line it is with God's calendar. But it's so rich. Like, this season is so rich. It's like people who have been away from God, because atonement is at one minute. So it's a time where you literally, at one minute, you are coming back to God. Like, you can get like a bunch of blessings in one moment because he is just like ready to pour out. He's like, this is my season. This is the day I've set aside for you to do this. This is to be honored for all generations, and I'm ready to bless you. Just come to me. Just come.
Bless me, God.
It is a beckoning to come. He just wants you to come. So that is what this is about.
Well, this is an absolute present. This is a gift to me today, and I'm sure will be a gift to my audiences, because I'm going to put this on repeat for the rest of the day. Yom Kippur, I tell you, because I have really been educated. When I tell you, this is what I mean when I say to individuals, the day you think you know it all, you have stopped learning. Because we can learn something new every day. And it's like, when you shared this with me this morning, I was like, okay, well, what's that? Okay, well, we need to talk about that. My job is to share the wealth, share the knowledge with the world, on just in case they too were in the dark about this, and maybe they weren't. But the details that you have outlined here are remarkable. So you're saying to me that this is the Day of Atonement, begins at 6 o'clock tonight till 6
yes,
o'clock
pretty much
tomorrow.
Sundown to sundown,
and this is called Yom Kippur.
Yes.
And this
yes.
is what day? What day is this of the celebration?
So this is the 10th month of what they call Tishri. So there's different months that they have. They start at different times of our month because, you know, like mm-hmm. we all have different times. But it says Yom Kippur is the 10th day of Tishri. So we have been going through 10 days of all. So these all days are leading up to Yom Kippur. So these are times like that last minute time to kind of like make amends with people, make amends with yourself, make amends with God. And so right now, being in Tishri, we are honoring him on that 10th day. So that's why it changes from year to year. So next year, it may be October 3rd. But you just keep up with it. Like, you just look it up and say, you know, for next year, Yom Kippur 2015. And
I will.
You'll look at it. Mm-hmm. But it's a complete, you know, it's a complete way of us to realize, too, that as Christians, we all need a rabbi. So I love Rabbi Daniel Lathan. And so the rabbis just have a unique way of being able to break down the word to us in edible ways where we can kind of understand really what God is meaning by these scriptures.
Right.
Because King James, we really have a blessing in the King James, but our English language cannot encompass all of what God is saying because the other languages are so rich in meaning. We have simplified it. So I listen a lot to Rabbi Daniel Lathan, and he explains a lot of biblical principles to break it down for Christians, and I just love that. So,
thank you so much. Listen, I'm. You mentioned 10 days of awe, and there's such a correlation for me right now with that. Honestly, Chrissy, because you've been right there. There's such a correlation in my life right now with what you just said, because 10 days, in the last 10 days,
yes,
literally, my life has made an entire transformation. I've made an
That's amazing.
Entire transformation.
And so you're in
line. You know,
yes.
Right. And so to hear this is like, it's an epiphany almost to understanding what was happening, which we shared also last night in our writing workshop, how
yes.
only God knows the plans that he has for us. And
mm-hmm.
we have to always be in alignment and not understanding, not trying to understand it from our own perspective, but to always be open and accepting of his way. And so mm-hmm. I am completely in awe right now because you know,
mm-hmm.
we've shared
mm-hmm.
the many different ways that God has transformed, you know, my life, the way I think about my business,
yes.
my profession, my services. Everything is like transformed. And now today I wake up, we have a conversation this morning, and we're talking about Yom Kippur. And I'm like,
yes.
what is that?
That means that God is keeping on you.
He is. And I am
yes.
in utter amazement right now because he will use situations, forces unbeknown to us to redirect,
yes.
to realign, to shift the paradigm in our lives towards where he is wanting us to go, that we have complete and total fulfillment and purpose.
Yes.
And so I am completely elated, and I honestly thank you for sharing with us on today. And, you know,
you
I'm hoping
welcome.
That this will get into the hands of so many, because I will certainly be respecting God's calendar henceforth and forevermore.
Yes.
Because now I know. And what God does is when he has edified us, he has expectations of us to adhere to the understanding. What we didn't know, we weren't responsible for, but when we do know, he holds us accountable for those things. And so I'm just, like I said, I'm just, is all. And so so the way this is supposed to go at sundown, which is on or around 6 o'clock, what's supposed to take place?
Okay, and so there's a lot, like tonight, for myself personally, I'm going to Messianic Jew Congregation, and we're going to, they're going to open the Torah, they're going to read, and then we're going to go through a worship service and then begin to offer repentance of all kinds. I mean, the Jews can go there. When they bring up sins, you're like, oh, my God, I didn't know that was a sin. But it is so amazing. So a lot of people have, like, different things that they may do per hour. Now, a lot of people are going to be at the Kotel in Jerusalem. They're going to be praying at the wall. And you have, like, you can plan out your day and say, like, from 6 to 9 p.m., I'm just going to rest. I'm going to allow myself to enter into the presence of God. I'm going to read these particular scriptures. I'm going to go before him in honor and worship, and then, like, you sleep some of that time. Then you get up and worship. You're listening to him. You're asking him for things for your new year, because really you're praying for the new year. A lot of people say God decides what he's going to do in your life by your reflection, by your observance of this day. He's allowing you this time to honor him, and he will bless you for the next year in these seven areas. So you're just taking you're taking a time, and you're just repenting before him. You have worship, reading of scripture, but you're just not, like, working. You're not watching TV all day unless it's something like CBN or Daystar, listening to sermons.
Right.
And you would be amazed at how the time flies. I mean, it's like the next day is here, and Yom Kippur is over, you know.
It sounds like something I absolutely need in my life. Because,
and
you know,
yes, you're not on Facebook.
Right. So it's like I'm going to have to alert everybody that it's Yom Kippur, because,
yes,
you know, they might be ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
So this is going to be really exciting downtime, and I'm going to share this with everyone. We have probably about three and a half hours, it looks, maybe, to get moving.
Mm-hmm.
We have one minute and 14 seconds left in our show, and this has been absolutely amazing. We are talking with Chrissy Burrell, my colleague, an amazing young woman who is an MBA and marketing. If people want to reach you, she actually has a wonderful business. Let's tell them about that.
Yes, I'm on Etsy at Scripture Wall Art.